This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. The hawk's task is over when the battle is won. Now that is a small sentence in a 1921 novel, The Path of the King, which turns out to be a fable about the origins of greatness in Abraham Lincoln. The author, John Buchan, wrote many books, including The 39 Steps, which became a famous Alfred Hitchcock movie. Buchan was Scottish and served as Governor General of Canada from 1935 to 1940. The quote, "The hawk's task is over when the battle is won," is the novelist signaling the warrior virtue which Lincoln was to make very real. It is picturesque how Buchan first tilts us to this theme. It is spoken by a knight serving William the Conqueror in 1066, moving into a defeated England. However, this knight has a dove, the bird of peace, not the hawk, on his shield. This is an imaginary moment that Lincoln made real just before he was killed. In his last public address, April 11, 1863, Lincoln seals his own fate in a speech given from the balcony of the White House because he mentions a positive view of the vote for black people. To this torchlit jubilee parade celebrating the just-concluded Civil War, he dares to mention equality for the future. He touches that raw nerve of American history, the issue of race, and he suggests, now that the hawk's task is over, that the dove's task is to ensure a generous and real new birth of freedom for both the North and the South. But John Wilkes Booth was in that crowd, and Lincoln's words inflamed him and his race hatred, and he was infuriated, as some Americans can be, of the idea of equal life for all Americans, even black Americans. Booth vowed at that moment that he would run Lincoln through and end his days, which he does do. But the message Lincoln had still speaks to the heart of democracy and to what makes it work if it does at all. It is a spiritual value more than a political message. It is a spiritual message because Lincoln voices a value that transcends normal political logic. In the old tribal logic, the winners of the war are supposed to want the humiliation of the losers. In this case, the Southerners, most in the crowd believe, should be made to suffer and to be afraid of the North. And they want Lincoln to say whether the South is in the Union or not, and if so, by what terms. This is an old, familiar either-or way of thinking, winner or loser. But there is another way, and Lincoln voices it. In a recent book by the contemporary spiritual writer Parker Palmer, he states that, quote, Lincoln refused to accept the terms of the question, whether the South is in or out. In fact, Lincoln is so open-hearted that he does not even see a question. The South and the Southerner is home, have a home, are at home in America, and have always been, whether they knew it or liked it or not. American Southerners are already home, says Lincoln in this speech. To him, the Southerner has always been just a wayward brother, not an enemy. He says this, quote, finding themselves safely at home, unquote, we would only be mischievous to declare them otherwise. To say that they are not at home in this country would, he says, have, quote, no effect other than the mischievous one of dividing our friends, unquote. Our friends. Lincoln has not changed his heart from his first inaugural address more than 4 years before, saying, we are not enemies, we must not be enemies. For Lincoln, the hawk's task is over when the battle is won. No need to be hawkish now, and every reason to be dovish, like on the shield of the knight in the novel. Now, the journalist from Castine, Maine, the notable Noah Brooks, reported in his newspaper article on this speech that it was, quote, not the sort of speech the multitude had expected. At the end of John Buchan's novel, The Path of the King, he pictures an American man of letters, Russell Lowell, saying to a British diplomat as they witnessed the funeral procession of Abraham Lincoln, quote, there goes the first American, says Lowell. To which the Englishman replies, wondering if such greatness will ever come again, quote, I think it is also the last of the kings. And so to light us down in honor to the latest generation, it falls on us, perhaps, to take up the royal task of the dove, like Lincoln, wishing to govern without hawks once the battle is won. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.